on Edwards. Now, today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now just think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only themselves, their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrand, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they had a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and they several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others, and 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts, participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer, but it's going to be coming to your mobile phone. But it doesn't have to be a smartphone because it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with this, like a lot of organizational setups out there that are mobile, you can plan everything you've got going on during the day. But what separates Civil Dispatch from the rest of the herd is what it does for you unbidden, all based entirely on your locale. Civil Dispatch is going to let you know about the things you can't imagine, that there's no way to plan for. The polar vortex that just rolled through, terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming up third hour. I found a guy out there who not only does, and his show is a little different format from mine. I try to cover some things, and he covers some things, but it's called Ballistic Radio out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and he too is a salient arms aficionado like me, except the other day he went out and did something outrageous with something they never built before, or they don't build on a regular basis. So we're going to be talking to him. His name is John Johnston. He's with Ballistic. He is the voice of Ballistic Radio out of Cincinnati. Let's go to the governor with the mostest. Now, when I was talking about Andrew Cuomo yesterday, that was actually sort of old news because he made those remarks during the weekend. And, of course, Monday the show took on a life of its own, and I'm not going to mess with that. So I only got to it yesterday. Well, apparently he's deep in damage control mode now. In his unscripted non-teleprompter moment, he actually expressed his true value set, his true beliefs, revealed himself for the totalitarian he thinks he is. No doubt what he said. I mean, it's out there. No doubt about what he said. but after bashing everybody with any conservative ideas whatsoever in New York as extreme people who have no place in his state, now he wants to blame the media for his unmistakable contempt. If you're in New York and you oppose abortion or support gun rights or defend traditional marriage. He can backtrack and he can scapegoat, but his words are out there, and the context in which he spoke them is out there. Because he was on radio. He was on a radio interview. He singled out, with hyperbole, he singled out those that he called the right to life, pro-assault weapon, anti-gay citizens. He was unapologetically purge-tastic. He said these political opponents have no place in the state of New York because that's not who New Yorkers are. His comments were bigoted. Okay? And yes, it is possible to be bigoted when referring to people like that, from people like that. And now he's facing a fierce social media-driven backlash, which is being led by devout Catholics, Second Amendment activists. And guess what? Now he's got, you know, the gun industry, with a precious few exceptions, has been deserting New York. Well, now a lot of the other businesses, the other job-creating, tax-paying, conservative businesses, are threatening to leave too. And they probably have got a few liberal people working for them and a few apolitical people working for them, a few low-info voters working for them. So, he issued a statement yesterday saying the New York Post distorted his words. You see, it's the fault of the messenger. He also accused his critics of being entirely reckless with facts and the truth. There was no mistaking what he was saying. His political eviction wish. Whether he was talking about conservative candidates that would actually oppose him in office, or run against him in office, and the voters and the donors who support them, he's the one, quite clearly, who stated they have no place in the state of New York. So now the gun rights activists are part of a bigger, broader group. The simple translation is, you don't belong, pack your bags, don't let the door hit you on the way out, scram. While he was doing that, of course, this unabashed, unrehearsed rant that he was on, of course, at MSNBC and Soros Central, they were cheering. But here's the problem with this. This marginalization strategy is always bound to backfire. And let's go back to our favorite example of that, shall we? Let's go to the gun control that was pushed through by the federal government into Colorado, where Governor John Hickenlooper threw in with the radical control crowd. Now he's going to be paying the price. He's got major businesses leaving the state. He's lost Democratic senators in the Senate. And despite being outspent by the anti-gun out-of-state forces that came into town, 8-1, the grassroots, i.e. the ones who will actually vote in his next election and be active in his next election, won. They persevered. And it wasn't just the extreme conservatives that revolted. There's a lot of Democrats, just run, you know, people that vote Democrat that you know. Maybe you play tennis with them, or a pool, or whatever. They, believe it or not, did not like this idea of a representative government not paying attention to the constituents. They saw that as a danger sign, too. Angela Giron lost her Obama-loving Democratic Senate District 3 by 12 points. They were getting money from Bloomberg and Bill Gates. Abby Hudak had to resign in disgrace because she was going to go down in flames too. And like Obama, and believe it or not, the gun thing is partially driving his numbers down, Hickenlooper's approval ratings have plunged. This coming weekend, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers who are going to gather in D.C. for the 41st annual March for Life. And Andrew Cuomo's remarks, I'm just guessing at this, will probably be repeated by every speaker that comes to speak at that event. Now, in New York, here's Cuomo's big problem. by getting out and marginalizing the gun rights people, the pro-life people, the traditional marriage people. There's a couple of things that the New Yorkers know, that he probably should know, that those of us looking in from the outside don't know. In New York, 80% oppose. Well, I'll get to that in just a second. I'm just having so much fun with it, I didn't pay attention to the clock. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about, you know, I did not think it was anatomically possible to do this. But somehow or other, Andrew Cuomo jumped off the ground, arched his body backwards in the most unbelievable position, and has managed to stuff both of his liberal feet right down his liberal throat. Because he has now marginalized probably the majority, the vast majority of his state. Now, gun owners in most places are going to be fairly conservative people. There are liberal gun owners, no doubt about it, but as a rule of thumb, most of your gun owners are going to be fairly conservative people. So they're probably already down with the traditional marriage and opposing abortion kind of thing. But then there's, you know, there's other single issue people out there that are pro-life. That's their thing. That's their passion. Or traditional marriage. That's their thing. That's their passion. Now, my view is marriage is not even part of politics. Shouldn't be part of politics. Should never be part of politics. Getting involved in traditional marriage debates versus same-sex marriage debates. With the problems we've got in the United States, is that an issue? With some people, it is. But I'm not denigrating them. I'm simply saying that's something we deal with after we win the war, isn't it? Abortion is another thing altogether. If I kick in somebody's door in a home invasion, I shoot a pregnant woman in the belly, I'm going to be charged with two murders. It's murder if I do it in the commission of a crime, but it's not a crime if you do it in a doctor's office. And that just confuses me. Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. By marginalizing the way he has, as he's going to try to walk it back, right now he's insisting he respects all of the people he dumped on. And in the meantime, while he's doing that, he continues to willfully mischaracterize their positions and smear them as dangerous haters. And he likes the labels. He uses the partisan labels anti-gay, pro-assault weapon, alongside right to life. As if somehow those quaint old homespun values are somehow dangerous. He's doing it as if the right to life is in itself an act of bigotry or some horrific, unspeakable crime. So in New York today, you know, how many songs have been written about New York over the course of time? Frank Sinatra liked New York. Lots of entertainers like New York. And, you know, New York is glitzy, and it's got Times Square, and it's got Wall Street, and, you know, theater, and movies are made there, and all these other things. Well, unfortunately for the people that have to live there, the slogan going out is going to be, I love New York, and the slogan coming in is, New York hates you. If you fall into any of those categories. So, you know what New York is primarily made of? New York is primarily made of homebuyers, business owners, taxpayers, voters, and visitors. And don't think they're not paying attention to what the good gov, the shove gov, as they're calling them now, had to say. I very rarely hear anybody, you know, except for the fact that I've known this for a long time about them, but I very rarely hear about Vermont. Nobody talks about Vermont. In Vermont, okay? Well, let's look at a couple things here. Those smaller states like Vermont and Delaware and Maine and everything else up there, they're sort of bullied by the, you know, the Massachusetts and the New Yorks and the Connecticuts of that region. When you look at the participants in the gun control debate, most of the ones wanting the gun control are the urban cosmopolitan individuals. And they have no exposure to an environment of broad civilian gun owners, or an environment that doesn't give you a lot of access to police. See, that's another thing they don't take into consideration. If the police can't get to you, they can't. They can, first of all, they're not obligated to protect anybody. But if they can't get to you, they can't even do the after-action review until later on that day. Vermont is a permitless carry state. in that in Vermont you can carry whatever you want, however you want it, I think, for the most part. And they're not going to mess with you unless you do something bad with it. And notice that we never see in Vermont a police incident where a couple of guys are carrying AKs and ARs on their backs open to the Starbucks. And we never see that. Because in Vermont, they're used to seeing that. They are accustomed to seeing that. Vermont has no cities at all. Okay? Or it, when I say that, in the style of what most people consider to be a city, they have no tall buildings, they have no subways, they have no stadiums, and they have no megastructure complexes. So their biggest city is Burlington, and you can go from end to end in 15 minutes of driving. So many areas in Vermont have no village or town police at all and are covered by the Vermont State Police. The Vermont State Police consists in its entirety of 327 sworn members, approximately 90 emergency communication dispatchers and civilian support staff, and they have to cover 10,000 square miles. Those officers, those 327, do not work 24/7, 365. So there's only a fraction of that number out and about and available at any given time. The other thing about Vermont is much of Vermont does not have any mobile phone service. In Vermont, a lot of people live, work, and drive and walk in the middle of nowhere. So for them, a weapon is an essential item, and it needs to be able to come out of the house, because you don't live your entire life in the house. If you lived your entire life in the house, you would be identified as mentally deficient. You would be agoraphobic. In Vermont, they understand that the police are not an agency of defense. They understand that. They don't live under any cloud of delusion at all. They are an agency of criminal justice. They show up with the tape. They find the guy who did it. They try to bring him to justice. He stands trial. But it's all after what's ever happened to you has happened. Even in a city like New York, police are likely to arrive after the crime has occurred, and they're there to handle whatever comes next. The police are not bodyguards. They understand this in Vermont. They have, you know, they live in the real. We'll continue on with this when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax. When my church runs me out of town.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Talking about Vermont, and a couple of things that we have found out about Vermont. Now, in an area like Vermont, which nobody ever touches on, you can look at it as a Petri dish. Now, what is one of the things the gun takers love to tell you? They love to tell you how much at risk you are if you have a gun in the home. At some point, you're going to snap. You and your wife are going to be arguing whether you want microwave bacon or bacon fried in the pan. You're going to snap, retrieve your legally owned firearm, because we're all just criminals in waiting, and shoot her. Or you're going to kill yourself. In Vermont, what they have found is, statistically speaking, that you can ignore all the arguments in the fudge data. Clinically, the risk of your gun killing you or your loved one in Vermont, based upon the way Vermont handles itself, is zero. That's the percentage. A violent person without a gun is still plenty dangerous. Vermont, from 2007 to 2010, where anybody can carry whatever they want, whenever they want. They don't have to go to their police chief. They don't have to file any paperwork with the state. They don't have to take a class. 2007, 2010, 41 homicides. 18 involving a firearm. Three people were killed by bare hands. So it with all of this total absolute laxity in their gun law, half the homicides involve guns. Vermont has the lowest gun murder rate when you adjust for population in the United States today. It's lower than Hawaii, where they have no regard for the civil rights of gun owners. And official gun ownership in Hawaii is only 6.7% compared to 42% in Vermont. Vermont proves that most of this data and information you get is fudged and misinformation. Defensive gun use, hard data is not really, it's hard to find in Vermont. But if you look through news stories there, there's all kinds of people defending themselves with their guns. Now, around Vermont, there are two neighboring states that have passed weapon laws in the past year that are draconian, and they threaten mandatory prison time for small, unwitting errors. They criminalize gun owners just for being gun owners. And they're creating black markets that will get big in these states, just like it was big in Illinois and New York. And it undermines self-defense itself. So check those laws out in those states around Vermont. Mandatory minimum sentencing for those out there. You know, everybody gets out there and a judge will give a stupid sentence. Well, I sentence you to write 5,000 times on a blackboard. I will not kill everybody on the bus. Minimum sentencing as a blanket policy is a prosecutor's tool to secure convictions. And it's basically blackmailing people to give up their right by getting a fair trial by jury. They tell them, we want you to plea to this. We'll offer you this deal. If you'll plea to this, even if you didn't do anything, but you're going to go to trial, and then you're going to stand this chance of being found guilty by a jury, and then you're facing, you know, the deal is, I'm going to give you the deal, and you'll be giving up your gun rights, and you'll be giving up this, and you're going to get this much probation, and we're going to put it to time served. And if you don't want to take the deal, then we're going to take you to a jury, and if they find you guilty, well, then you'll be going away for a long time because of mandatory sentencing. That's what mandatory minimum sentencing does. But it's fascinating to look at Vermont because Vermont has a very long history of nothing, despite their lax gun laws. The absolute to the gun grabber, it is an absolute absurdity to say, well, anybody can carry whatever they want, and nobody's going to get in trouble unless they do something bad with it. We cannot be trusted with ourselves. We're going to hurt ourselves with our guns or our loved ones. I just find it fascinating. I'm sorry. They're still trying to drive, one of the things they're trying to do is they're still trying to bring up child suicide as a reason to prohibit gun ownership. Now, coming out of NBC, there's a reporter named Michelle Rishinick. And she had a story come out, Guns Plus Impulsive Teenagers Equals Tragedy. And this was an attempt to use anecdotes of child suicide with firearms to paint a dishonest picture of firearms usage to suggest that guns should not be in homes with children. And they even have a poll to support that at the end of the article. The poll, what do you think? How can gun owners reduce the risk of impulsive suicides in their homes? 432 votes cast. You can keep your guns locked away, keep guns unloaded, store and lock ammunition separately, all of the above, or not have a gun in the home in the first place. Now, here's the thing about the difference of opinion between me, who would tell you, you should have a gun if you want one, and gun grabbers who would say nobody should have guns. Okay? When we're laying these arguments out, I'm entitled to my opinion, they're entitled to yours, it's up to you to make the decision. The only thing that we should not be messing with, and I don't have to, and they do, you're not entitled to your own facts, which is very unfortunate for them. They cite two anecdotal cases of child suicide with unsecured firearms. The author asserts that the Graham and the Burgess families are not alone. What the gun lobby doesn't tell you, and the statistics do, is that most gun owners are not the heroes of their own stories. They are the victims. Individuals or families might buy guns for hunting or self-protection, but firearms are more likely to be used in suicides, criminal assaults, homicides, and unintentional shooting deaths and injuries than in self-defense. That's not true. Guns are used in self-defense 2.5 to 3 million times a year. Suicides are around 21,000 and 21,000 million. Criminal assaults and homicides are less than that. Accidental shootings are going down too. But it's an epidemic. Now, to support her contention, however, she cites some studies, starting with a NIH study conducted in Philadelphia over 3 years, which came to the conclusion that guns did not protect those who possessed them from being shot in an assault. Although successful defensive gun uses occur each year, the probability of success may be low for civilian gun owners in urban areas. Most of the self-defense shootings that I see out there are by people carrying guns that have not gone to the Chris Costa, James Yeager, Jason Fala class. That have not gone to gun sight or frontline defense or any of these other things. They have not trained the way I would, in my perfect world, everybody would train. They bought the gun, they carry the gun. When the time comes, they use the gun successfully. I was talking yesterday about how presenting the gun is paramount in that sort of an event. And it is. But in a lot of cases, these people are cunning. These defenders are cunning and cagey. Especially if they're coming into a place with more than one person they're looking to deal with. As soon as their eyes come off of the shooter, the defender pulls his gun. Studies authors often only claim that defensive gun uses in urban areas may be low. Now, Rishnick extrapolates that to the entire nation. I'll tell you how when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about this article that's been put out there by MSNBC, by Michelle Rishnick. She gets credit for this. One of the things that she's doing with this is she looks at defensive gun uses in urban areas. And she ignores one thing about defensive gun uses in urban areas. In most of these urban areas, they don't do them because they're low because guns aren't allowed in urban areas. Or they're heavily restricted. Or they're Jim Crowed to where the people there can't afford them. She takes this and extrapolates that to the entire nation. By doing this, she's basically saying everybody in the United States actually exists the way they do in Philadelphia, which is one of the most violent cities in the nation. People in possession of a gun were more than four times more likely to be shot in an assault than those not in possession of a firearm. Well, do you know who possesses guns in these urban areas where guns are restricted? Who possesses guns where in these areas where guns are restricted, folks? Is it the gang members? Is it the members that... It's a 50-50 thing. If they go out and they're packing, there's 50% chance they're going to shoot somebody or be shot at somebody. And that's the way it works out. And, you know, everybody is not Philadelphia. This is laughable on its face. And these typically drug-related and gang-related shootings in Philadelphia are attempted murder. They're not suicides. The other studies that she cites, the NASP's Youth Violence Fact Sheet, which she instead claims from the Journal of Trauma, Injury, Infection, and Critical Care, which sort of tells you how much she cares about accuracy. She goes to a CDC fatal injury report and the APA's suicide and suicide attempts in adolescence. She also cherry-picked those as well. Completely ignored by them. Now, she went to the CDC fatal injury report. Why didn't she take the commissioned by the president gun violence report, where it found out gun violence was going down and 2.5-3 million times a year people use guns to defend themselves? Why didn't she pick that up? Self-defense shootings outnumber suicide, criminal assaults, homicides, and unintentional shooting deaths and injuries combined. I mean, even gun control advocate David Hemingway came up with a grand total of 100,000 defensive gun uses a year. And a conclusion, by the way, that using guns in self-defense lowers the risk of injury and violent crime. The CDC study that she was jerry-picking through, in that study, they show that firearm death rates for children and from accidents and homicides and suicides is in a long and consistent decline. It's outrageous. These are merely facts, though, and they're not relevant to anybody working for MSNBC. That's just the way that works out. We were done a favor the other day, not necessarily the people of California, but we were done a favor. I briefly mentioned the good California State Senator Kevin De Leon. And he was on a rant the other day. Right now he's decided he wants to go after guns that Californians may build for themselves, which are legal, have been legal for a long time. It's resulted in a cottage industry where companies like Rifle Dynamics out of Vegas go around the country doing rifle build parties, where you can have experts in that particular building of that type of rifle walk you through building your dream gun for yourself. A couple of caveats. It will not have a serial number. It will have to be NFA compliant, and you will never be able to sell it. But I can't think of anybody that would get out there and that isn't a manufacturer and build a gun and say, I can't wait to sell this and start my next one. For a lot of people, this is the gun because they're building it to their specifications. Well, according to the good Senator Kevin De Leon in California, people are building things like sniper automatic weapons. Yeah. Sniper automatic weapons. A sniper is firing a weapon so powerful, a round so powerful with such a range, that against the target, long way away, that target never hears the gunshot. And you could not hold down a 50 caliber sniper rifle if it was in full automatic. You could not do it. There's just no way to do it. And shoot accurately. And that's what a sniper is. A sniper is a surgeon. That's what they are. According to Senator Kevin De Leon, AR-15 lower receivers are gun engines. I don't even know how to criticize that. AR-15s have barrel protectors. No, actually, they have hand protectors. The barrel doesn't need any protection. It can you can shoot it till it glows red hot. It'll be smoking. It'll be cool because you've shot a lot of rounds. But the protector on the across the barrel is so you don't get a third-degree burn in your hand and you're walking around shaking hands with the imprint of an AR-15 barrel on your hand. These guns that people kill, these are ghost guns. You know that phenomena of the 80% lower receiver, the ghost guns. He said, this is a ghost gun. This right here has the ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second, he says breathlessly. You have this weapon, which is an automatic sniper weapon that is used by our troops in the military in Afghanistan. Thirty bullets, half a second. That is out. Semi-automatic rifle in the hands of somebody who knows what they're doing. They might get 60 rounds off in a minute. Okay, 45 to 60 rounds off in a minute. And that's at sustained fire. We're talking not quite Jerry Michalik speed, but we're talking pretty fast. That's one shot per second at its best. I know Michalik can do five in a second. Most people are not Jerry Michalik. I presume that every morning when the sun comes up, when it finally makes it on California's East Coast and is splashing across the Golden State, that California State Senator Kevin DeLeon dresses himself and for some inexplicable reason to me, this guy can get out there and say these kind of things, and he keeps getting reelected. When he was on this rant, there's this sheriff's deputy behind him, looking at him, and it's hilarious. As I interpret the look that he's giving the good senator, who is young and very telegenic, holding up the ghost gun, which is actually a short-barreled AR-15 with a pedestal grip on the front and a quad rail across the barrel, and it's got it's got one of those jacketed barrels that everybody likes now that keeps them getting hot. He's looking at him, and he has to be thinking, this is a mouth-breathing idiot. Let's flip into the next hour. We're going to talk about the omnibus appropriations bill from the desk of my boss, Larry Pratt, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.